Blog Talk Radio.
I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
That's why I decided to open the show with it, right? Hey, you know, things sometimes go good and sometimes don't. Anne didn't get her invite. So, I'm here. If that counts. I'm here. Can I put my hands up and wave them and say, I'm here. You know, I never did that when I was a kid. It was like, no, don't notice me. Don't call on me. But hey, what can you do? I'm it. I'm the only one until somebody else calls and wants to talk. And that's just how it goes, guys. I spent all morning, well, practically all day. I worked all night before last, and I finally laid down to go to sleep at 4:00 in the afternoon. I spent all that time getting insurance quotes and everything for the house. That was one of my responsibilities as the buyer. So I did that. It was more expensive than I thought it would be, but that's all right because everybody was right around the same price. So not a big deal. And, yeah, and then today I'm chasing bugs out from behind the curtains. So I can do that. I've had 2 hours sleep today. is just how it's going to fly. My life is no sleep for a while, and I can deal with that. I can do it. I can do it. I keep telling myself that. And we'll see, right? Okay, let's get this show on the road. Yes, yes, yes. I want to play. Well, let's start. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe again. Oh, yes. Let's start with Anne's request. Because it's a cute little song from Kid Galahad. And it's, I'm trying to get down to it here, honey. You got to keep chattering like a monkey to get there. Okay, here it is. Here it is. It's from Kid Galahad, and it's I Got Lucky. And I hope everybody feels that way when they meet someone that grabs their heart. I got lucky.
That is good. Fine, Father.
Never found a four-leaf clover to bring good luck to me. No rabbit foot, no lucky star, no magic wishing tree. But I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky when
I found you. Oh, oh, yeah. Got no rainbow around my shoulder, no horseshoe on my door. But I got you to hold me tight, and who could ask for more?
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky when
I found you.
When I found you.
I always walk around with all my fingers crossed. I'm afraid the love I found just might get lost. So won't you tell me that you love me? Hurry up and name the day. And then I know that my good luck is really here to stay.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky when
I found you.
I found you.
I always walk around with all my fingers crossed. I'm afraid the love I found just might get lost. So won't you tell me that you love me? Hurry up and name the day. And then I know that my good luck is really here to stay. Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got
lucky
when I found you.
I found you.
I always walk around with all my fingers crossed. I'm afraid the love I found just might get lost. So won't you tell me that you love me? Hurry up and name the day. And then I'll know that my good luck is really here to stay. Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
When
I found you.
I got lucky.
Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky. When I found you.
Come on, let's do it again, Galahad. We're just getting warm.
Yay!
Getting warm. You're going to melt the guitar.
Get melt the guitar. No, don't melt the guitar. You don't want to melt the guitar. Okay. I love that little song. It's just fun, you know. It's just, and then you think of the clip from the movie and all that. It's fun. It's about all you can say about it, but it's fun. Hello, Carolyn. How are you doing, honey?
I have missed y'all so much, not being able to listen. And I said, well, excuse the French language, but hell with all of them. I'm listening today, if they like it or not.
There you go.
So, I'm here to back you up 100% with your shows.
All
I don't
right.
care what they think.
Well,
it has been nothing but a nightmare.
Too.
Huh?
Tell them they need to come and listen, too.
Well, I'd prefer them not to even be here. It's been that bad.
Oh, my word. I'm sure that after it's all over and everything has had a chance to calm down, you're going to look back on it and you're going to see sometimes during the visit that we're good.
Yeah, with my son and my two grandkids. that he could have left his wife at home.
Well, that happens quite regularly with daughters-in-law. You're normal.
Yep.
How about that? You're normal.
Well, she's sweet and everything, but who wants to sit and have a 5-hour conversation about your ex-husband? I don't.
Icky. No, I don't want to talk for 5 hours about my ex-husband.
I don't either.
No, thank you. I don't want to go there. So I understand that.
But my granddaughter, she's real quiet. She's a real pretty girl. And my grandson, he talks just like my son does. He likes to play tricks on you, like my son does. But the wife,
you know, you got to take the good with the bad, and you have to realize that's who he chose. So she's part of the family, and you just kind of let it roll off and just accept her for who she is, honey, because you ain't going to change her. So you might as well
not put yourself
in a big tizzy about it.
I'm not trying to change her or nothing. I know he loves her, but I don't have to like her ways.
No, you don't have
to
like her ways. You don't have to like her ways, but you need to love her because she is part of your family, darling. And whether we like it or not, we have to accept the people that our sons chose and find the good in them that is there and just try to let the bad slide by. The stuff we don't like, just let it slide by.
Well, I'm being good. I'm keeping my mouth closed and not voicing my opinion.
Okay, good. That's good.
Oh, but I miss you guys not being able to listen to the shows because too much racket going on in the house and a radio show going at the time, you can't hear nothing.
Exactly. Well, this is the first time I've been on since Sunday.
Yeah.
So you didn't miss anything from me.
You're okay.
And I don't think Shauna did a show because the Wi-Fi where she is just not reliable. So until she gets home, that's how that's going to be. So that's all right. We can deal with it. We can get past it. She deserves her vacation with her family. She deserves to see her mama. So we'll be all right. I mean, we're grown people. We can handle it. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And they let mother out of the hospital, sent her to rehab.
Good.
She's got to learn how to walk again, you know, basically take care of herself, and then they'll reevaluate her in 30 days, and they'll call us in and tell us what's going on, and we'll make a decision then.
Well, you know, having something wrong with your blood just stomps you down into the mud. It really does.
Yes.
I've had it happen when I almost bled to death. My sister had a blood infection that took her months to recover from. And it's hard to even raise your arms. So, yeah, I can understand your mama needing to learn how to walk and take care of herself again. And it's going to be a long road. It's not going to be fast. It's not going to be easy. But she'll do it. She's stubborn.
Yeah.
She'll do it.
Oh, yeah, she's stubborn enough. And we had Clyde was there at the meeting, but I was on the phone because she's in quarantine for 14 days to make sure that she didn't bring nothing with her. And
right.
She's done had her first COVID shot, and in 2.5 weeks, I think she's due for the second one. And they said if she's able to travel, that Clyde can come pick her up and take her right down the street to Walmart and get the other one. If not, they'll take her over there. So that's all
good. Well, that's good. That's good.
If we want, the rest of us want to see her, we can go out her, look through the bedroom window or her room, through the window and talk to her by phone. Like, kids
right.
can't go in and see her.
Right, not yet, no. She's not well enough yet. I have to make sure she doesn't get something else.
Yeah, they're leaving Saturday morning, so we're going to try for tomorrow because they're calling for thunderstorms this afternoon. And I don't want to be out in the middle of that.
Oh, that's exactly where I would go. That's exactly where I would go, is right smack out in the middle of it. I think it would... I love thunderstorms.
Oh, no, not me.
I love it. I love it, especially if it's just... Especially if it's just pouring rain. I love it.
Yeah, if the rain's all right, but not the lightning, I don't want to be out in the lightning.
Okay. Well, I've been out in the lightning close enough to hear it crack.
Yeah.
It made me jump. I jumped about a foot, and it was right in front of the house. So I was very lucky, let's put it that way, because there wasn't any rain. It was just the thunder and then the lightning. It was a dry storm, and those aren't nearly as much fun. I want the rain. Thank you very much.
Yeah. But it's been a threat of rain ever since they got here, off and on, and today's when it's supposed to hit really hard, and Clyde was going to take grandson to a drag race, because we got a track that's, 8 miles from the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's saying 4, because we can hear it at our house when
mm-hmm.
they start up down there.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since he found out there was a drag strip here, that's all he's talked about from the time he found out until getting here. What day
well,
were you
drags
going?
Are fun.
Yeah,
drags are fun. They're fun. Even in the rain, because they do run in the rain. But it's a lot more dangerous for the drivers if it's raining. But drags are fun. They really are. They're loud, but they're fun.
Yeah, we can hear them from here. And the roaring of their motors, I guess, is what we're hearing.
Right, yes.
It gets loud.
Oh, yes. Imagine what it is if you're right there at the drag strip. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's half of the fun. That's half the fun. If you miss the noise, you're missing half the fun. So, well, anyway, honey, we got to go play. We got to play some more music. So, hey, I'm glad you called, darling. Let me know how things were going. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad.
Thank
you.
I will. Thanks, Carolyn. You take care and try to have a good day. Okay.
I am. Clyde's sitting across from me.
Okay.
We have the house ourselves.
Let him know that if you get too pissy, he has my permission to give you a light slap right across the face. No marks. No marks, just a little whack.
I don't think that would work.
No, because it'd probably hit him back.
He's sitting over shaking his head, yes. I can say one thing, this man has never hit me. He's raised his voice, but he has never hit me.
That's a good thing. They're allowed to raise their voice. They're just not allowed to raise their hand.
Not in seriousness. All right, I'm going to quit yakking and let you go back.
Okay, honey.
So,
we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Then. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we got music to play. Yes, yes, yes. And Victoria has joined us to be listening in because she doesn't get enough data to do it on her phone. So I've invited her to do this anytime she wants to. It's fine with me. I don't mind a bit. So welcome, Victoria, and enjoy. And here is a request from Susan. It's called Love Is All Around by Wet, Wet, Wet. Makes you think of a t-shirt contest, doesn't it?
I feel it in my fingers.
Came out when the Trogs did it. I never did quite figure out that name, but that's okay. You don't have to. It was the 60s. You didn't have to figure out why or what or when. You just had to know it. So the Trogs did do that in the 60s, and now Wet, Wet, Wet is a cover. But that's all right because it's good too, so it makes just as much sense. And I wanted to let you know, Susan, that I played the 4-minute version because 6.5 is just too flippin' long. So sorry, honey, but that's a DJ license. I just have to shorten them down. That's what it is. But you still got the song, and it's still a good one. So there you go. Okay, guys. I got one that John sent me this morning, and he sent me a lot of live performances this morning. So this is going to be really cool. Right now, I want to play When the Snow is on the Roses. Elvis did it. I did not see when it was done. Many of them, I've got the dates they were done. This, I didn't have that. But we're going to listen to this live version of When the Snow was on the Roses. Thank you, John, because we never get to hear this one.
When the snow is on,
Get that smooth, mellow voice singing that love song. That's priceless. That's totally priceless. Okay, Sue sent us a request, and it wasn't a boy named Sue. It's a girl named Sue. Not Susan. I keep mistakenly calling her Susan. It's not Susan. It's Sue. As in the Indian tribe, except it's spelled different. Oh, shut up, Jenny. Good grief. Oh, my gosh. I don't know why I keep picking songs that are on the total opposite ends of the alphabet. That just really is stupid, but that's okay. All right, here is Sue's request. It's Barbara Streisand and Willie Nelson doing a duet called I'd Want It to Be You.
That you can trust.
While love has come and gone, you can always know I'm here for you whenever you might need me.
Sometimes, if you're lucky, you find that certain someone you can always count on. Funny girl to me.
Oh, thanks, Willie. Season to season,
we'll always have a reason to be the best of friends that we can be. Someone you can turn to.
I'll turn to you
every minute of the day.
Warm memories to hold on to that will never fade.
One friend in this world,
you know.
along.
A cup of coffee when I'm cold.
And a country road that leads me home.
Oh, you know that sometimes, if you're lucky, you find that certain someone
you can always count on to be true.
To be true.
If I had the choice of only one friend in this world,
you know that I'd want it to be you.
When I get on the road again, you'll be always on my mind.
We'll stay the way we were forever true.
There's no one in this world that's been a better friend to me than
your bus sometime, Willie?
Come on, Barb, let's get on this bus.
All righty then. She asked for a ride on his bus. Oh, wow. Wear a gas mask, girl. Anyway, yeah, filter out all of that funny smoke. Anyway, that, you know, if you listen to those, the words to that song, that's a really awesome song. That's something that if you find that kind of love, hold on to it. You know, some of these songs, if you really listen to them, they've got little nuggets of super great advice, super great things that maybe we should consider doing. You know, because if you find a love like that, don't hang on too tight. Don't do that. Hold it with a soft touch, like holding a bird with an open hand. Because something good like that is going to stay if you don't kill it. And it's so easy to be over-possessive, overbearing, over-demanding. And that just kills it faster than hitting a deer with your semi-truck. And believe me, that's fast. So watch out, all right? If you're lucky enough to find that person that grabs your heart, just treat that love gently and be true, because it's precious. All right, Gwen sent an Elvis song this time for a request, and I like it. I really do. I like this song. And here I am fighting the alphabet again. There we go. All right. This is a home recording of My Heart Cries for You.
If you're an Amazon, I'll follow you. If you're an Albuquerque, I'll be there too. We'll have to start anew, because my love is endless.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. He came back and put an ending on it. Oh, I can breathe again. I love that. And they're all right there. So they've got the harmony rolling. They've got it going. It's fantastic. I love the way they do that. That is so awesome. Hey, guys, how about a song by Chicago? We haven't heard from Chicago in a long time. I'm talking about the group Chicago. I don't particularly care about the city. Let them do what they want to. I'm not there. The group Chicago, they do a song that I've always liked. It's not difficult. It can be long, but this is cool. It's called Beginnings.
Beginning. Oh, that's just the start.
Oh my good golly, I love that. You've got harmonies in that. You have trumpet solos. With the two tones of trumpet, the high trumpet and the alto trumpet, and then you've got What are those things called? Anyway, they're kind of elliptic shaped, and they have a wide opening across the top on one end, and you play them with a drumstick, and you get that clack, 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 clack sound. And, oh, my gosh. That was so fun to play those in high school. He let us play all kinds of stupid things. But I love the way those things sound. I love the way those things sound. It's fantastic. Okay, it's time for Elvis. Okay, everybody, yay! You're supposed to sound like a big crowd if you do that. I don't think it works. But, you know. You gotta give it a try once in a while. What the hey? You know, you never know if something has begun to work since you did it last. Things change. Not that, but things change. Okay, here's a short Elvis one that John sent to me this morning. He sent me two fairly short ones. I'm going to play both of them now so that we have a longer Elvis time. You know, we like that longer Elvis time. This one is also a live version and is called Turn Around, Look at Me. That's just sweet. And here's another one. This one's only 2 minutes long, but I like this song. It's so nice. You're the Reason I'm Living.
Let me see.
You're the reason I'm living.
Living, I'd be lost without you.
very much.
Thank you.
Oh, so nice. I like that song. That's just got just enough sugar in it. Just enough. Get you through the night. Okay, the next hour and a half. Needs more sugary. Needs more sugar. Okay, Anne's request. Now, she had sent me two of them. I asked her which one she preferred. And so one I'm going to do today, the other one I'm going to do Saturday. So this one is George Strait, Cross My Heart.
Love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. My life complete, and as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. And if it starts to storm, you've got the promise of my love to keep you warm.
I like that. That I used to hear that quite regularly at the radio station where I worked. And George Strait was always good. Was always good. And if he put a song out, you could almost bet on it being a hit, and you would make money, because they always did. They always did. I don't know why, I don't know where, but he had that knack, you know? So, it's good. We like it. We listen to him, no problem. Okay, Elvis. It's gotta be Elvis. Okay, and I know which one I'm going for. I just have to shuffle through the alphabet. If it's even in here anymore. Oh, I know where it is. It's up here. It's one of those that doesn't matter how you put it in. It's not going to be where you want it. You know about those songs, right? Anyway, here's I've Got a Thing About You, Baby.
I got something to tell you that I think you ought to know. That my eyes are on you, baby, since a long time ago. Now I finally got the nerve and I'm gonna make my move. Now don't you try to turn me off, cause it's gonna be hard to do. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Ain't no two ways about it, baby, your love was meant for me. Know that I can't do without it, it fits me to a T. Ooh, there's something about you, baby, can't get you off my mind. I know that I can't live without you, I think about you all the time. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Ain't it just like a woman when she knows she's got a man? She'll ring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. Then she starts thinking that maybe she'll put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll drive you out of your mind. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, think about loving you.
I like it. I like it. Now, you guys thinking about your significant other, the person you live with, the person you're married to, the person you... Yeah, right. Okay. All righty then. I've got... Let me see. Only one more request. Oh, my goodness gosh. Already. That's okay, though. I got no problem with that. Here is Victoria's request. You know, I got to teach you, girl. You don't have to worry about it. You know, if I got time for it, I'll play it. It'll be okay. This is the Coasters. Yakety yak. Don't talk back.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't serve that kitchen floor, and roll no more.
Yakety yak.
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday night.
Yakety yak.
Don't go back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And put out the cat.
Yakety yak.
Don't hold back.
Thank you.
give me no dirty look. Your father's hip, he knows what cooks. Just tell your hoodlum friend outside, you ain't got time to take a ride. Yaggity yak!
Don't hold back.
Yaggity yak, yaggity yak.
There you go, yakety yakin'. Us girls are good at that, aren't we? We go to girls' school for that. You know, guys need to understand that there are just some things that we practice. And yeah, we go to girls' school to learn how to talk your ears off. But we don't pick them up for you. We just talk them off. You gotta pick up your own ears. Oh my gosh. And that is nothing like getting your ears pinned back. You know, that's not the same thing. Different things. Okay. One more Elvis song that Elvis gave me this morning. And it was done live on August 25th of 73 in Las Vegas, called It's a Matter of Time.
This portion of the show, we just kind of go crazy. I mean, we do what we just want to enjoy doing, you know. Just different songs, so don't mind. Yes, sir, what do you want? It's a matter of time.
And then he was going to do one for his stepmama. That's pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet, considering he didn't care for her. I mean, you know, that is called Southern manners. There you go, guys. You got to be aware of that. That's Southern manners. So, you know what that is. You just, it's very special. Not everybody has those manners. So that's, I think it's kind of cool. It's so sweet. All right. John sent a new song, actually three new songs, but I'm only going to do one today, by Pentatonix. Now, you all know how I love Pentatonix. Okay, well, this is a new one. They have been together 10 years as of, what was it, John, two or three days ago? anyway, they put out this album. And on it is, you kind of have to torque your mind just a little bit so it goes around one corner, okay? Because this one's called Love Me When I Don't. Yeah. All right, here we go.
When all my sanity's gone, the demons are strong. I put you through hell, you know me too well. Hey, you bring me home, cause you always know how to love me when I don't. I'm too hard on myself, I don't ask for help. When I'm not okay, I push you away, but you pull me close, cause you always know.
Get how to
times, and it is all voices. They've got one guy that does the percussion and things, and he sings as well when he's not doing funky stuff with his voice. But even the melody, the high musical melody and stuff, that's one of the guys. There is a guy in that group that can sing higher than the soprano. Figure that one out. No, never mind. You'll strain your brain. Don't worry about it. But yes, I've listened to that many times, and it is all voices. It doesn't seem possible. At first, John and I thought that they snuck music in there. They snuck instruments. No, it's all those voices, and it's very strange, but so totally cool. I love it. It's fantastic. All right. Time for another Elvis one. I'm kind of scrolling through here to see if I see anything. And it's like, I'd probably be better off looking at my list. It'd be faster, wouldn't it? You know, you try something a little bit different once in a while, and it throws you right down the hole and pulls it in after you. So you're much better off. Yeah, much better off looking at your list. Here's Elvis doing Walk a Mile in My Shoes.
If I could be you, if you could be me for just 1 hour, if we could find a way to get inside each other's minds, if you could see you through my eyes instead of your ego, I believe it'd be a surprise to see that you've been blind. Walk a mile in my shoes. Hey! Just walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Just walk a mile in my shoes. Now, if we spend the day throwing stones at one another, cause I don't think I'll wear my hair same way you do. Oh, well, I may be common people, but I'm your brother. And when you strike out to try to hurt me, it's a hurting you. Lord, have mercy. Walk a mile in my shoes. Oh. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes. Now there are people on reservations and out in the ghetto, and brother, there's before the grace of God for you and I. If I only had the wings of a little angel, don't you know I'd fly to the top of a mountain and then I'd cry. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Hey. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
All right. I got a couple of really kind of special ones now that John sent me. And, yeah, I'm going to do that one first. Get out your Kleenexes, Ann. You are going to need them, honey. You are really going to need them. This is Cheryl Nielsen. Sean Cheryl Nielsen. But why did, whatever. Anyway, doesn't matter. This is Cheryl, and he's going to do Softly as I Leave You. And that song always makes me cry. So here you go.
We were in the dressing room at the Las Vegas Hilton the first time Elvis mentioned the song Softly as I Leave You. He recited it for us and told us the story. It really touched him. Then he asked me if I knew the song. When I said I did, he asked me to sit down at the piano and sing it. As I sang, he recited the words very softly in the background. His dad was deeply touched by the combination. I remember Vernon told Elvis that it was beautiful and we ought to put the song in the show. Now, the show was scheduled to begin in about 2 hours, so Elvis sent for Glenn D. Hardin to work out the arrangement right there. And that night, we did Softly as I Leave You for the first time on stage, and it received unbelievable response. I remember they had one spotlight on Elvis at center stage and one on me over at the side, and it really did stop the show. After that, we did it many times together. And as far as I know, it's the only time Elvis ever talked on record with someone else singing. I often do the song in my show as a tribute to Elvis. I do it to say thank you. Thank you to a man who took a small-town gospel singer who had never seen much, who had never known much success, and showed him a whole new world. He taught me to have confidence in myself by showing that he had confidence in me. Each time I do this song, it's my way of saying thank you, Elvis. Thank you. EP, I know you're gone, but you'll always live in my heart. And I know you're listening somewhere, and that's why for the rest of my life, I'll dedicate all my songs to you. And even though you're not here to do your part, I'm singing this one just for you.
Softly, I will leave you softly, for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I leave you softly, long before you miss me, long before your arms can beg me stay for one more hour, one more day. After all the years, I can't bear the tears to fall so softly. I will leave you there. I will leave you there.
Doesn't that just yank your heart right out of your chest and then wring it out? Oh my gosh. And his voice when he does that. Yeah, it's just got that hook that just hooks you right under the chin so you can't get loose. I love that. Okay, gather yourselves together, kids. Time to go on. How are you doing, Ann? Are you all right, honey? Oh, I knew it'd get you. I knew it would. And it got Kathy, too. Yes. Man, it got me when Cheryl was still talking. I mean, you know? Wow. It's just one of those songs. And if it's done right, it'll get you every time. You can listen to it 500 times, and it's still going to make you cry when it's done right. And Cheryl and Elvis... do it right. And it is, it just jerks you right around and hangs you up when you hear the video of Cheryl singing it and Elvis speaking in a show. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. I'm not quite sure how I feel about songs that make me cry. But I keep playing them, so it can't be too bad, right? There you go. How about, now this is kind of a fun one. It's Johnny Earl, and he's doing something called Private Elvis. You'll get it.
P-R-I-V-A-T-E.
Private Elvis. When a man gives his all and it just ain't enough, the more he gives, the more he gets tougher. You think your life's all your own, then you realize you were wrong. The only way out is just to keep singing the song. Just do my time the best I can, 'cause man, there's a long way to go. It's hard to be an unseen hero, gonna do his job. This G.I. Joe,
Private Elvis,
Private
Elvis,
Super Sergeant in the U.S. Army,
P.R.I.V.A.T.E. Private Elvis, Private Elvis.
Take away the glamour, take away the fame, for an honest guy can lose his name. Many will try to wear that crown, but halfway up and they're gonna fall down. You're in the army now, it's the army show.
P-R-I-V-A-T-E,
Private Elvis.
He was drafted for the whole world to see.
Private Elvis.
To a sergeant in the U.S. Army. P-R-I-V-A-T-E,
Private Elvis. Private Elvis.
The trumpet blows, the drums begin to beat. You told the lie, nor feel the heat. Just do my time, the best I can. Oh man, there's a long way to go. It's hard to be an unseen hero. Gonna do his job, this G.I. Joe.
Private Elvis.
Private
Elvis. Private Elvis.
Private
Elvis.
Private Elvis. Private
Elvis. Private Elvis. Private Elvis. Private Elvis. Private Elvis. Private Elvis. Private Elvis. Private Elvis.
Now, you gotta admit, that was fun. That was fun. I like that. Okay. I'm gonna play a real Elvis song now. Instead of one about Elvis. Salute. No, wrong show. That was Hee Haw. Okay, anyway, that's all right. I'm play a song called If I Were You. I like this.
The Sandman comes to my house late each night, but it's way in the morning before he turns out my light. It's times like this, my darling, I could see. If I were you, I know that I love me. The great snowman I've been called by all, but it looks like this time I'm gonna fall. It's times like this, my darling, I can see. If I were you, I know that I love me. Wind and rain and storm close it in. I've walked the streets alone with myself sympathy. Can you hear me saying, hopefully, ooh, if I were you, I know that I love me.
I've walked the streets alone with myself sympathy. Can you hear me say, hopefully, if I were you, I'd know that I love me. Oh, if I were you, I know that I love me. If I were you, I know that I love me.
Oh, yeah. That's quite a sentiment, you know? I'd know I love me if I were you. But I ain't you, so I don't know what you know. Maybe you don't know nothing. All right. You all remember John Denver, right? Yeah. The dude that decided to fly an experimental plane out over the ocean like a number one prime idiot. At any rate, they still don't know if he did that on purpose or if it was an accident or a failure of the plane. They've never quite figured that out. I would hope he didn't do it on purpose. My gosh, that would be so sad. At any rate, well, his personal life was kind of a disaster, so who knows? I hope not. I hope it was an accident or a plane failure. Okay, anyway, this is a song that John sent me by John Denver, and it's one of John Denver songs I've never heard before, but it's totally awesome. It really is cool. It's called Perhaps Love.
Perhaps love is like a resting place, a shelter from the storm. It exists to give you comfort. It is there to keep you warm. And in those times of trouble, when you are most alone, the memory of love will bring you home. Perhaps love is like a window, perhaps an open door. It invites you to come closer. It wants to show you more. And even if you lose yourself and don't know what to do, the memory of love will see you through. Love the sun is like a cloud, the summer strong as steel. For some, a way of living, for some, a way to feel. And some say love is holding on, some say letting go. Some say love is everything, some say they don't know. Perhaps love is like the ocean, full of conflict, full of pain. Like a fire when it's cold outside, or thunder when it rains. If I should live forever and all my dreams come true, my memories of love will be of you. Some say love is holding on, some say letting go. Some say love is everything, and some say they don't know. Perhaps love is like a mountain, full of conflict, full of change. Like a fire when it's cold outside, or thunder when it rains. If I should live forever and all my dreams, my memories of love will be of you.
Yes. He does those songs just so nonchalant and smooth, you know? I like it. He had a style like nobody else's. It just, you know, it was like country boy, mountain boy, City Boy all rolled up into one. It's kind of like, how does one person do that? Well, hey, you know, it's been done before, right? Anyway, there hasn't been anybody like John Denver since John Denver. And I don't think there ever will be. I don't think anybody's quite dingy enough to try and surpass John Denver. It would be like trying to best Elvis in music. It just ain't going to happen. You might as well not try because you will lose. Here's another one that John sent me, and it's fantastic. I really like it. It's kind of like Cowboy Dreams. Say what? What are cowboy dreams? But then you think about it a little bit, and you listen to this song, and you'll know. So here's Jimmy Nail singing Cowboy Dreams.
Love's a silver bullet that blows your world apart. I wanna be remembered as an outlaw, hunting the boy who stole your heart. I wanna be the guy who wears the white hat and rides across the plain. Gonna be an enigmatic stranger, honey, you're looking at your shame. Cowboy dreams, cowboy dreams, you give me cowboy dreams, cowboy dreams, cowboy dreams, you give me cowboy dreams. If ever you're in trouble, if ever you are down, I'm gonna be the hanging judge and sheriff, gonna ride your troubles out of town. You're looking at a mountain, you're looking at the law, you're looking at a six-gun legend, fastest on the draw. Cowboy dreams, cowboy dreams, give me cowboy dreams, cowboy dreams, cowboy dreams, you give me cowboy dreams. I can make you happy, it's easier than it seems. I'm gonna ambush you at sundown, gonna give you cowboy dreams. Yippee-yi-yi, I'm gonna give you cowboy dreams. Love's a silver bullet that blows your world apart. I wanna have it written on my tombstone, here lies the boy who stole your heart. And yippee-yi-yi,
all right, now we know what cowboy dreams are. Whoa. Could be pretty good, actually. Yeah. All right. Out there on the range, going from Montana to Texas with all of them cattle shooting up all dust all over you, and you're breathing that stuff, and you're dreaming your cowboy dreams. While your butt's getting sore from sitting in the saddle all day. There you go. And it does. All right. I've got something really cool. We've all heard the song Love Letters. Yes, we have. We've heard the original. We've heard Elvis. And now, I'm going to say, if you guys get a chance to look up this video, you got to do it. Because you hear Alison Moyet singing it. And she's got a beautiful alto. But you don't see all of this stuff that's going on all around her on the stage. They're putting on kind of a funky little skit behind her. And it's funny. It is hilarious. So if you get a chance to look up this video, you got to do it. You absolutely have to do it. Because you're going to be missing something if you don't. So, this is Alison, I don't know, I pronounce her name Moyet. It may be Moyet. Depends on how French she is feeling. So, here's the song, Love Letters.
So near.
I can't help listen to that little ding-a-ding on the piano without seeing in that video. There's a gal in her house coat, duster, whatever you want to call it, and her mob cap. And she sits there and specifically does that on the piano. That's all, just that. And then she gives you one of these really funky looks that her face is really good at. Oh, you got to watch the video, guys. You just got to watch the video. That's all I got to say about that. You have to. If you want to laugh, instead of crying, Ann, you watch this video. All right. John sent me a really fun song this morning, and I remember this from the 60s. This is fantastic. So much. You go around and you're doing your little dance while you're singing this song because you can't help it. You can't help it. It's just that kind of song. It's the Pipkins. I don't know. I never tried to find out. The Pipkins suing. Gimme that ding.
That's right, that's right. I'm sad and blue because I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, I'm lost. Can't do my thing. And that's why I sing. Gimme that ding.
Gimme that, gimme that, gimme, gimme, gimme that.
Three more great songs, but we can only play one at a time. So here we go. John gave all three of these songs to me, and I'm only going to do one at a time, so it's okay. This one is Feargal, Sharky. I have no idea how you really pronounce that, but that's three of my best guesses. There you go. It's called A Good Heart.
All about love and what it can do to you. Highest risk.
All right. Virgo, Sharky. Close enough for government work. And I don't work for the government, so it's close enough. So, okay, here we go. I have another one from the Impalas. Yes, I think of that deer creature, too, when I think of that. But these are actually people, and they sing. The Impalas. Sorry, I ran all the way home.
Sorry, sorry. Oh, so sorry. Uh-oh.
In there somehow, right? I have one more song that John sent me this morning, and I am going to get to play it, and it's just so fantastic. Gets through everything. This is Patsy Cline and the Jordanaires. Now, there you go, guys. Jordanaires doing Yes, I Understand. And it's a typical Patsy Cline song.
Yes, I understand
never did quite understand that that mindset of, oh, you love somebody else, I'll let you go. Wouldn't you put up even a little bit of a fuss? Just a little bit. You don't make it horrible. You don't make it hateful. But it would be nice to know why. Wouldn't it be nice to know why? Oh, well, I guess that's just me. I don't think any of us actually just flat-ass gives up. We always have some discussions. And I'm not saying everybody has knockdown dragouts, okay, because that's not true. But there's at least some discussion going on, you know, so that we kind of know what happened. But that's okay, because sometimes nobody knows what happens, okay? So it's all right. You got to do it your own way, not how I say I would do it, okay? But I understand not making a big fuss. That's not going to get you anywhere. And it causes bad feelings. So you don't want to make a big fuss. Just a little fuss. Okay. Hey, guys, it's that time. I've got to say goodbye. I want to say thank you to John, a big thank you to John, because he always comes across with such great music. And today was no exception. We had some wonderful music. And I tossed in a few others, and I had a lot of fun bringing it to you. I had a lot of fun flapping my jaw all over. It's a good thing I know how to talk, because that's just how today turned out. I needed to know how to talk. You cannot be shy and be in radio. That does not work. Or music or whatever. No, you can't be shy. So anyway, we got through all that, and thank you so much, John. I love the way you contribute the music, because I love the music you contribute. And you're a wonderful, wonderful guy. Thank you so much. And hey, guys, thank you everybody that's out and click the links in the groups or click the links on the messengers that I sent you, because I love it when you come and join and listen to the show. It's wonderful. I know you're out there. And that makes it a lot more fun to do. So thank you for being with me. Hope you come back again on Saturday for another show. I don't know if Shawn is going to be able to do her show on Friday or not, but keep a look at it. You might be surprised. We will see you later, and thank you so much. Love to everybody. Bye-bye.
A black bikini. Oh, she looked so good, she couldn't be real. She must be a magic genie. But she disappeared around the corner. All I saw was three doors and the top of her bikini. I made it through the first door. There was a party going on.
Don't you just love it?